This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. For this week's radio field trip, we're heading to the seacoast to meet some people who are very excited about seeing some birds. It's 5:30 in the morning on a chilly May Saturday, and I'm standing beside the shoreline at Ortyoarn State Park in Rye. The sun is rising over the horizon. It's casting a sheen over the water. To me, it's calm and peaceful. But birding expert Becky Swamalup says there's a lot more going on here than meets the eye.
Birds are most active in the morning. They're getting around, feeding, and you get the best chance to see them. And they sing a lot more in the morning, too. So you can hear them, and then you get to spot them.
Becky is a senior biologist with the New Hampshire Audubon Society. And this morning, I'm joining her on a birdwatching trip. The New Hampshire Audubon is hosting 15 trips across the state on this particular morning to celebrate International Migratory Bird Day. But Becky says the seacoast is a special place to be.
It's a great spot. You've got the river just to the north, so you've got a little bit of a barrier, so migrants sometimes put down here. So it can be a great place to see a lot of different birds.
Anyone is welcome, even a total newbie like me. And as other birders begin to arrive, I realize that Becky's right. There's a lot more going on than I thought. The tour hasn't officially started yet, but about a dozen or so people gather around excitedly to point out bird after bird.
They've got 11 double-crested cormorants on the rocks. Common eider's sleeping, 3 common eider on the water.
They're whipping their binoculars back and forth, calling out the names of so many different species, I can't keep up.
I feel so ignorant. Lived in New England all my life, and I don't know any of these birds by name.
Pretty soon, Becky leads us along a trail into a wooded area of the park. And it's here that she shows me a top birding technique.
Who are you calling to there, Becky?
That's a noise that sometimes birds find curious, so they will come in and respond to it. Other times, it scares them away, and other times, nothing happens. It's called pishing.
Several seasoned birders are here today. Zeke Cornell from Bow has seen over 200 species of birds in New Hampshire so far this year.
Birding turns out to be a black hole for time and energy. You can go as deep as you want. There'll be people that get on an airplane to go see something because they've not seen it and it's in the American birding area.
Well, Zeke has no desire to get on a plane, but he will get in his car and travel all over New England to see a rare bird. He says he's not in it for the competition. He just really loves getting outside, especially in the spring.
More hours, early hours, birds coming in. I just feel alive myself. It's great.
27-year-old Jillian Price from Exeter has also been patiently waiting for the spring to arrive.
It's great to be able to go outside and just enjoy the sun and see what I can find.
Jillian says she goes birding every week around her house, but it takes a lot of practice to be able to identify birds, and she's still learning.
It's really kind of eye-opening to hear people just right on the spot identify that bird. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's something that I am trying to achieve, but it still is so much that when I go on trips like this, people just hear a little chipping sound and know what it is, and I have no idea. It's a chip. Everything says chip, chip once in a while, so it's hard.
But there's one bird call even I can identify. And that's the sound of a crow. Most of us in New England are more familiar with the common American crow, but Becky tells me there's more and more fish crows appearing in New Hampshire every year.
Identify the fish crow over the American crow is by the call?
Yep. The crows have that caw, caw noise, and the fish crows have a ah, ah noise.
Yeah, that's more of a Yankee accent.
That's it.
You can visit nhpr.org/fieldtrips to see pictures and video of our birding trip in Rye. And tune into Morning Edition next Wednesday for another Radio Field Trip. Radio Field Trips is produced by Mary McIntyre. And this is Morning Edition on NHPR.